31 True Life Stories. Written by Dick King Smith and read by Stanley McGay. Catching the Skipper. One of my grandfathers was a very keen lepidopterist. That's to say, someone who collects butterflies and moths. I don't think this happens so much nowadays. I hope not. He had a beautifully made mahogany cabinet with dozens of slender drawers in it, each containing trays on which the bodies of hundreds of different butterflies and moths were carefully mounted, their wings spread, their colours as in life. He was a very kind and gentle man, my grandfather was. Yet somehow he never appeared worried at the thought of killing all those lovely insects. He caught each one in his butterfly net and then put it in what we called a stink bottle, a jar filled with some poisonous stuff which gassed it. One day he took me with him to try to catch a small brown butterfly called a Lulworth skipper, so named because it had first been discovered at Lulworth Cove in Dorset. At that time, my grandfather had a car called a Clino, a dignified sort of machine that didn't go very fast, especially when he was driving. At 20 miles an hour, it took an awfully long time to cover the 100-odd miles to Lulworth, and when we arrived at last and began to comb the steep sides of the cove, there was no sign of a Lulworth skipper. After a couple of hours, just as we were about to give up and start the long, slow journey home, up fluttered a little dingy brown butterfly. Quickly, my grandfather handed me the net. I was a good 50 years younger, so a lot faster than him. Off I dashed and swung the net, and caught the Lulworth skipper. We came, we saw, we conquered.